Twitter is not messing around. There's a Twitter crackdown in the Twitterverse
right now.
New data obtained by the Associated Press reveals that Twitter suspended at least 58 million user accounts in the final 3 months of 2017.
That is a lot.
You know, they've been aggressive with all those malicious and suspicious accounts, and especially with everything that's been going on with Facebook recently. Twitter doesn't want anything like that. Bunch of fake accounts and, you know, people meddling in certain elections, allegedly. Allegedly. What have they been doing? Investigating that for a year and still haven't found anything. But anyways, we're not talking about that. Twitter now, if you remember last week, confirmed to the Washington Post that it had suspended 70 million accounts alone in May and in June of this year to go along with the 58 million in the final 3 months of 2017. Well, my math, that's a good, what, 128 million accounts?
Good math.
Right there. There's, I'm sure, plenty more. Thank you, Michelle, by the
way. You're welcome.
I'm sure there's plenty more fake Twitter accounts out there in those Twitter trolls, but they are cracking down.
That is a lot of fake accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got time for that?
Not I, certainly. But we all know that's what Twitter is. I mean, I hate to say it. That's what Twitter's kind of been known for, or the Twitter trolls and the folks who are behind those accounts, and they have multiple different accounts because it's so easy to switch back and forth between those accounts.
Crazy.
Much more than Facebook and everything.
Right.
But you can rest assured that our Twitter account for WTUZ, totally legit.
Totes legit.
It's nothing to mess with. No fear of getting hacked. It's not any kind of malicious or suspicious account, I should say. That's 99.9 FM WTUZ on Twitter and on Facebook and the newly revamped Instagram page as well.
Good job.
For WTUZ.
Nice.
No probs. Hey, the Full House is getting some buzz right now.
Why?
The house from Full House. Well, people who live on that street, which is Broderick Street there in San Francisco, the house that was just used for the frontal shot for Full House back in the day and the reboot on Netflix still gets a lot of folks from out of the area, tourists, if you will,
going by
to see that house. The neighbors there, they're getting a little upset about it.
I mean, you knew that going into buying that house, right?
Yeah, but wouldn't that be one of the perks? Like, hey, the Full
House
is down the street from you.
Right.
You'd be like, oh, I'm purchasing it. I can go see if DJ Tanner's home.
Did someone live in that house?
DJ. I'm sure somebody lives in that house, which, if you did live in that house, would be annoying. Now, the house that you saw from the outside, it wasn't, the same house on the inside,
obviously.
Right? The movie, the set was, you know, the house on the inside, but they just used a certain house on that street as the outside shot.
No.
Of the house.
Is that how it works?
That's how TV works, and I know you know that because, you know, you've worked in TV for quite some time.
Right.
But no, neighbors have been complaining for years now, and now the city is finally doing something about it. All the traffic and double parking outside of that home, they say it's a hazard, and all the congestion, it makes it hard for people to get around with cars everywhere. Under these new rules, no vehicle carrying 9 or more people will be allowed to go down that block where the Full House is located.
That's kind of crazy. That stinks for tour buses and stuff.
Exactly. Those folks who go around and just spot celebrity here lives Robert De Niro.
Have you ever been on one of those?
No, I have never.
Oh my gosh, they're so fun.
Oh, I'm sure they're a blast.
They are so fun.
Go celebrity watching. It's almost like whale watching.
We did one in Nashville, and we went past Martina McBride's house, and she was out front in her yard.
Really? Well, just watering her grass, or what?
She was out mowing.
Sunbathing?
I swear on my life.
She was actually outside mowing.
Mowing.
Pushing a lawnmower.
No, she's on a John Deere.
Oh my goodness.
And she got off, hopped off, and talked to us and said hi.
Hi, y'all.
Swear on my life.
Sat here doing some yard work.
Yeah. But those are fun, those little tour buses. So that stinks for them.
Who was that? Martina McBride?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if she gets out and picks up her own dog poop, too, before she cuts the grass.
Oh,
like all of us have to do.
You always gotta go there.
Well, it's an easy transition for my next topic of discussion.
Oh, okay.
This comes from the 42nd annual Fur Trad Days celebration in Shadron, Nebraska, where they did have the World Championship Buffalo Chip Throwing Contest.
Buffalo chips.
If you had to guess in your mind what a buffalo chip might be, Michelle Spring, what would you say it would be? No,
well,
not a potato chip.
No,
I will say that right there.
A French fry?
Not, certainly not a French fry. It's a dried piece of bison turd. Yes, indeed.
Stop
it. Most certainly is.
Ew!
Uh-huh. It's an annual tradition there. And one 22-year-old Greg Peterson of Highlands Ranch, Colorado. People come from far and beyond for the annual buffalo chip throwing contest.
That is so gross.
This gentleman launched a dried piece of bison dung 177 feet over the weekend to win the men's division. His toss, though, it fell far, far short of the men's record of 204 feet. Somebody could throw a piece of bison dung 204 feet.
Dung.
That was set back in 1990. How else would you like me to go about talking about this?
I could think of a few words.
Buffalo chip.
Probably not.
He tossed the chip? Is that the,
there you go.
The
that
technical
might be the most, yes.
term? Of course, if there's a men's division, there has to be a woman's division. And 21-year-old Ashley Halstead from Casper, Wyoming. I told you, people come from all over the place for this contest. She tossed her piece of buffalo chip, if you will, 105 feet, 7 inches to win the women's division. To be oh so precise with that, 7 inches.
That sounds appetizing.
No doubt about it. I mean, is it frozen?
Ew!
It obviously has to be hardened.
My God.
In
well, yeah.
some sort of way.
It's probably dried out.
Do you throw it like a frisbee? Like a discus, maybe? I do not know. I'm sure there's YouTube videos out there for me to see for myself.
I think I'm okay on that one.
Maybe instead of the cornhole tournament next year at the annual beach party for WTUZ, we'll have ourselves a little buffalo chip contest. Who's down? We'll start taking teams right now. Hey, Z News right around the corner with Babbling Brook. Luke Bryan, Drunk on You, 99.9 WTUZ. Oh, wouldn't you know it, Babbling Brook. She seems to step in the studio every day right around this time.
That's right. I try.
How do you do?
If I remember.
Listen, I saw you this morning manhandling a propane tank.
And I got muscles.
My perspective on Brooke changed in that instant.
At least I wasn't, like, doing arm curls or something.
You might as well have.
I know, I should have.
Might as well have.
Yeah, I had to get that out of my car.
Toss that thing around like it's a rag doll.
Freaks me out having that in my car.
Right, well, that is dangerous.
It is, yeah.
That is dangerous.
So, gotta get that out.
All right, you have some Z News today. Not so much dangerous.
No, nothing dangerous here on this one. In this day in history, 1940, Franklin D. Roosevelt, who took office in 1933, is nominated for an unprecedented third term. He would eventually be elected to record 4 terms in office, the only U.S. president to serve more than 2 terms.
FDR.
Yes. 91, the first Lollapalooza festival launched in Phoenix. In 1992, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown were married at her mansion.
How'd that end up working out?
In New Jersey.
Still too soon.
That was a rough one.
Too soon.
And then in 2008, The Dark Knight, of course, the 5th film in the big screen Batman series, opens in theaters around the U.S. 6 months after the death of Heath Ledger.
One of the best Batman movies.
Oh, my gosh. That was so good. And The Dark Knight beat out the previous record holder, which was 2007's Spider-Man 3, to score the then highest grossing opening weekend of any movie in history, ranking in some $158 million.
It seems so small at this point in time. That was, what, 10 years ago? 2008,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Now movies in their opening weekend make over like $200 million.
That's crazy. Now, let's see. Holidays for today. It is National Hot Dog Day. So I wonder if Shauna will go get herself a hot dog.
You know, a good old gas station hot dog.
Right, yes. It's also National Caviar Day. Never had caviar. I don't think I've ever want to have caviar.
Isn't that fish eggs?
Something like that.
I heard it's very...
I don't eat fish anyway, so...
I heard it's very salty.
Ugh, no thank you. National Sour Candy Day.
That's very sour.
I could
sour.
Do some of that.
Like Sour Patch Kids?
Yeah.
Sour Skittles are pretty good.
Right. And it's World Listening Day.
What'd you say?
On TV tonight, Big Brother's on at 8. Ozzy and Jack's World Detour's on at 9. The Real Housewives of New York City is on at 9. And the Wahlbergs are on at 10:01. Magic Johnson, he'll be on Jimmy Kimmel. Miranda Lambert, she's going to be performing on Late Night with Seth Meyers. And then Casey Musgraves will also be performing on The Late Late Show with James Corden.
Very nice.
Yeah. In another country news, Dan and Shay will take over the outdoor stage at Jimmy Kimmel Live in Hollywood on July 31st. So they're going to be performing their number one single, Tequila.
Yeah, that's been number one for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, and they're going to be also including some other new songs from their previous albums.
Very cool.
Yeah, so that'll be a good show there. Chris Jansen's New York concert next Monday will be filmed for the PBS concert series Front and Center.
I heard this, yeah.
Yeah, so he'll be taping that episode at the Opry City Stage in Times Square.
He once performed at the Tuscarawas County Fair.
He did. That's right. An air date, though, has not been announced for that. And then Kelly Clarkson, she's going to be headlining the opening night ceremony for the U.S. Open of Tennis.
Oh, that's next month, right? Late August,
isn't it? August 27th. Yes.
She is now all over the place on The Voice, lost all that weight. She hosted, what was it, the Billboard Music Awards, I think she hosted?
I don't know. I don't think I watched that
Listen,
one.
Listen, I am in the know with my Kelly Clarkson facts.
Yeah, she's good.
All right. Babbling Brook, you're always in the know, too. We appreciate you sharing your knowledge with all of us.
Sure.
Until tomorrow.
Yes.
We bid you farewell.